Today, we have results from the first primary election since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. We're going to check in on two states, Colorado and Illinois. Both saw Democrats try to convince voters to choose more right-wing Republican candidates, which Democrats thought would be easier to beat. This effort paid off in Illinois, but not in Colorado. Let's start there with Benta Berkland, public affairs reporter for Colorado Public Radio. And Benta, there in Colorado, in some big races, the centrist Republicans did win over the far-right Republicans. Start with the primary for U.S. Senate. Joe O'Dea over Ron Hanks. What happened?
Yes, Joe O'Dea is a first-time candidate. He's a contractor. He started his own business when he was still in college. And yes, I would point out that he is a lot more moderate than Ron Hanks. O'Dea backed the Biden administration's infrastructure package. He supports legal abortion in the early stages of pregnancy. And even though the issue of abortion came up in Colorado's primary race, O'Dea has repeatedly said he's not focused on social issues. Instead, O'Dea talks a lot about high inflation, gas prices, and reducing crime. And yes, it was very interesting in this race to look at the spending, because Democratic groups spent a lot of money to try to boost O'Dea's primary opponent. They did feel that O'Dea would be tougher to beat this fall. O'Dea is challenging Democratic Senator Michael Bennet.
Well, and I'm sure some listeners are saying, wow, a Republican who supports any, you know, right to abortion. But there you have it, Joe O'Dea in that race. And in the primary race for Secretary of State, Pam Anderson beat Tina Peters. Now, she's an election denier. She's facing criminal charges for tampering with election equipment. Tell us more about the charges against her and how she sought this nomination for Secretary of State.
Yes. So Peters entered the race. She was one of the last one to enter the race. There were three candidates, and I actually attended the watch party for Tina Peters. She ended up coming in third behind Anderson and then a political newcomer, Mike O'Donnell. And Peters was definitely the most polarizing of the three candidates. So she's facing 10 state criminal charges for an alleged attempt to uncover election rigging by her county's voting machines. And some of the password and hardware information ended up being posted online by election conspiracy theorists. And I think a lot of voters in Colorado clearly were not comfortable nominating someone to head the state's elections who is facing state charges and an ongoing federal investigation. Mm-hmm. Peters, I would say, did not accept the results of Tuesday's vote. And the winner of that race, Pam Anderson, she said she got into the race for Secretary of State to counter people like Peters who push false election fraud claims. And Anderson is a former clerk. She was the head of Colorado's Clerks Association. She supports the state's all-mail ballot election system. And she doesn't believe the 2020 presidential election was stolen. And I did talk to two Republican women who voted for more of the moderate candidates in Colorado, like Anderson, like O'Dea. And they said they really wanted Republican candidates who would listen, be moderate, and help Republicans make gains this fall. So for these voters, electability in the fall was key.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who won her primary, huge Trump backer this week, and she said she was tired of this separation of church and state junk. So it'll be interesting to see how she does in November. Benta Berkland, public affairs reporter for Colorado Public Radio. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's turn now to Illinois, where Darren Bailey, endorsed by Trump, won the Republican nomination for governor. He'll face the Democratic incumbent J.B. Pritzker in November. Joining us now is Alex Degman, statehouse reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. And Alex, tell us about this race. Bailey had Trump's endorsement on his side. He also had the support of Democrats who believed he'd be the easiest to beat in November. Explain this strategy and how it worked.
Yeah, so the Democratic Governors Association, and I guess by proxy, Governor J.B. Pritzker, pumped more than $30 million into this Republican primary. And they did that to attack the more moderate Richard Ervin, a suburban mayor, and paint him as basically a Republican in name only. Ervin was the establishment's choice, and he got a lot of support from party leaders, longtime Republican stakeholders. And the ads helped Bailey by focusing on Ervin's support for Black Lives Matter, his many years as a criminal defense attorney despite his tough-on-crime platform, his complimentary attitude toward Governor Pritzker during the pandemic, and later, They honed in on some of Irvin's opinions of former President Trump that were revealed in text messages. He wasn't complimentary. So the strategy here is to get the more conservative Republican primary voters to turn out and elect a candidate that traditionally can't win here statewide.
Interesting. Yeah. So tell us about that candidate, Darren Bailey. Chicago Sun-Times calls him a MAGA-loving, Bible-quoting grain farmer from downstate Illinois.
Well, Bailey is a Republican from southern Illinois, and there are pretty big cultural and political differences that don't translate to a lot of Chicago voters. Bailey even called Chicago, you might remember this, he called it a hellhole during a live debate in Chicago, and then he doubled down on it because he said people in Chicago were scared and they're tired of their concerns being unheard. But Illinois politics have been controlled largely by the Chicago area because that's where most of the population is. And as a large metropolitan area, stances like his on the far right don't typically do well there in the general. But things are different now. It wasn't that long ago that voters in Republican primaries were also concerned about November electability. And even if they didn't like a moderate candidate, they voted for that candidate just to try beating the Democrats. But Bailey won by about 40 points. And I think Illinois Republican voters are saying, you know, to heck with traditional views of electability. Let's get someone that we really want in there.
All right. So he'll face Governor J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat. Another notable race was Illinois' 15th district, where U.S. Congresswoman Mary Miller won. She stirred some controversy. Among other things, she said at a rally over the weekend that the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is a victory for white life by the Supreme Court. Her campaign said she meant to say a victory for the right to life. But how much did Trump's endorsement factor into her win?
I think it mattered. It factored in quite a bit. Now, she had a pretty good chance to win this district anyway because it was drawn to favor Republicans. And Donald Trump, according to a recent poll we did, is still very popular among Republican voters here. And talking to people at that rally you mentioned in Mendon this past Saturday, a few made it clear to me that they were supporting Miller just because that is Trump's candidate, period. She's her person. But her opponent, Rodney Davis, had dozens of endorsements from sitting and retired lawmakers on all levels, local and statewide law enforcement organizations, county GOP groups. But ultimately, the endorsement that really mattered this year was Trump's.
Right. And she'll face Democrat Paul Lang, a Democrat. But this is a heavily Republican district, so an uphill battle for him, right?
Absolutely.
All right. That's Alex Degman, State House reporter for WBEZ Chicago. Alex, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.